Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, good evening. It is Monday, October the 12th. God bless each and every one of you. You made it through the weekend. It's a new week. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, my topic is God's grace, and I'm Evangelist Faye. But before I get into the word, let me open up with prayer. Heavenly Father, I give thanks for waking me up this morning and with a clear mind, body, and soul. I pray for everyone that is going through their trials and tribulations. I pray for the world and the world events. I pray I know that who's in charge, and that is God. And I pray that God will still deliver us from the COVID virus, and we continue to spread the word of the good news to people that wanting to hear all over. I give these blessings and this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, God's grace, let me get in. I'm sorry I didn't leave a message Friday. There's so much going on, but I hope this lesson will be good. Amen. Amen. God's grace. Well, we often say, what is grace? What is the grace of God? Simply put, it is God's favor and kindness toward us. God rains down grace on all mankind, and he gave us the beauty and the wonders of nature that we see each and every day. He gives us near misses when accidents are heading our way. He often brings us the right thing just in time. Amen. And also, he gave us innate conscience to know right from wrong. All these things are common graces, and everyone born on earth has the benefit of them. So love the world. Amen. Amen. Before I believed in the Lord, God wooed me with these kinds of graces. Beautiful sunrises and sunsets and relaxing moments surrounded by God's glorious creation and nature. Fun, laughter, and camaraderie with friends. He also lured me with thoughts that there is something more in life, something beyond the simple notion that life is good. Just being born on this planet includes many benefits. Oh, but when I became a believer in Christ, I got even more graceful benefits. In fact, believers are blessed with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly realm because we are united with Christ. And I'm going to go through 6 specific areas where God shows us grace. Amen. One is called salvation grace. And that's the best grace, is that God purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave all our sins. This immeasurable gift was given to you when you believed. You didn't work for it, and you didn't even deserve it. If he stopped there, it would have been enough. But he continues to give us even more grace, kindness, wisdom, and understanding. What an awesome God, for he so loved the world that he gave his only son. Amen. Be still. Cease striving and know. Recognize, understanding that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. From Book of Psalms 46:10. Number two, numerous grace. I have sinned. I sin and I will sin. I always seem to do what I don't want to do and not do what I want to do, even though I want to do right all the time. Yet, God will forgive me each time if I repent. All sins, past, present, and future, are forgiven after you believe in Christ. Sin comes naturally, but righteousness takes focus. Focus on obeying God's word and allowing the Holy Spirit to help. On my own, I seem to always say or do the wrong thing, but when I confess each sin, try and learn from it and change my way of thinking. The Lord forgives me, not just every now and then, but all the time. There's much, much more grace than I have sinned. Amen. There's a forgiveness grace. Amen. Amen. Not only are all my sins forgiven when I repent, but I also gain a supernatural ability to forgive others of offenses they commit. God helps me to forgive little offenses, big offenses, and even previously unforgivable ones. I have learned that forgiveness is possible even when the offense caused extreme hurt. There are examples of people forgiving other people or murdered. Jesus himself said, "Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do," from the cross. This kind of forgiving grace doesn't take away from the depravity of the offense, but it does provide an atmosphere where the offender can repent if he chooses. Forgiving grace requires the strength of God, because when I'm left to my own thoughts, revenge and or depression are at the forefront of my mind. Forgiveness is usually a God-ordained thought. Three, new grace. Each morning, I have a glorious chance to begin again. If I made mistakes yesterday, I can start over with a clean slate. Amen. Every new day, hour, and breath is a chance for me to act better and display more of the fruit of the Spirit. Because of his presence within me, I always have new opportunities to think and do better. Amen. Instead of thinking only of me, I can show concern for others. Instead of being full of anxiety, I can be full of peace and joy. Instead of tapping my foot, I can wait with patience. God's grace gives me the self-control to act with kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness. Number four, freedom grace. Well, number five, my mistake. Number four, freedom grace. Grace gives me to forget about other people's opinion. I can learn to be the person that God created me to be before the lies of this world attach themselves to me. I don't need to impress other people. No, I don't. I just need to be faithful to the one who created me, and he already loves me, so I have nothing to prove. I am free to be me. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made with a purposeful design. Getting to know God through his word helps me to know my purpose in life. And when I know it, I can go ahead and live it. If the Son sets me free, I am truly free. John 8:36. Number six, future grace. God promised to be with me all times. His Holy Spirit would counsel me and prompt me as I go through my days. He is with me in each present moment, and those moments leads to a glorious future. Even when I go through trials, and I will, he is there to help me get through them and make the environment around me better. Jesus even said that here on earth, I will have many trials and sorrows, but I can take heart because he has overcome the world. John 16:33. The unknown is easier to go through when you have a hand to hold. That's grace. The feeling that I'm never alone. Always remember that grace is a gift. You can earn it, but you get a lot of it. It's free and abundant. When you go to God in heartfelt prayer, he will always give you what you need. Forget about worrying about getting what you deserve. Grace is getting much more than you deserve. Your parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you, sinful people, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Matthew 7:9-11. I want to say the grace of God is a gift. And truly understand this gift. Keep trusting in him. You can attain this gift of grace and all of the numerous six ways to understand the meaning of God's grace through salvation grace, numerous grace, forgiveness grace, new grace, freedom grace, and future grace. That is my word of encouragement today. God bless you. I'll continue with a word for you on Wednesday. Hallelujah. Praise God. 'Cause God, he first loved me. Oh, for God's grace is all I need. God bless you, and I have another word of encouragement on Wednesday. God bless you. I love you. It's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Amen.